All right, hey, welcome back to the K-Mac Show. We just got off the line with Anna Westrom. She was a shortstop for the 2023 North Kitsap Vikings State Champion softball team. Hey, now we get the battery. One of the batteries in the program, Mackenzie Phillips. She's a catcher for North Kitsap Vikings. How you doing, Mackenzie?
I'm doing great. Nice day out.
Nice day out. Nice day for a senior skip day, huh?
Oh, yeah.
What did you do?
We all went to the beach, and we all had a great time hanging out with my friends.
Nice. Well, that's all that matters, right? Just having a great time with your friends on senior skip day. Hey, what's next for you? What's next for you as a senior? What are your plans?
I guess it's just graduation,
right?
Just coming up.
Any college in your future?
I'm actually going to be playing at OIT, Oregon Institution of Technology, and down in Oregon.
That's right. That would be the NAIA, right?
Yep.
Doggone right. I used to do stuff for Evergreen State College back in the day for the Gooey Ducks, whacked in, Mackenzie. All right, Mackenzie, the catcher and the team, they rely on you, man, to call the pitches, to get things right, and with whatever batters you get faced. Who was one of your favorite pitcher, if you have one, without slighting anybody?
My favorite pitcher.
All right, who would that be?
Her name's Reese Anderson. She's a sophomore, and she's one of the best pitchers I've ever seen.
And how is that? What did she do that was so special?
She has great movement. Everything with her critique of softball is just amazing, and I don't think we could have won state without her.
Well, that's a big statement for her, obviously. Mackenzie, state champion, how's it feel?
It feels really good, especially because we went undefeated all season, right? district champions. It was just amazing.
Did you guys feel any pressure knowing that you guys were undefeated going into state, that you don't want to lose, you don't want to go through the loser's bracket, that's for sure.
No.
And was there any kind of pressure, especially starting off with R.A. Long, your first state championship game?
Yeah, well, they're the 16th seed, so, you know, going into that game, if you lose, it's obviously really embarrassing, and, you know, there's the pressure of that. But I would say R.A. Long is definitely the hardest team we face, mm-hmm. them being the 16th seed.
Well, I was telling Anna Westrom, who just joined us moments ago, that Linden has always been a thorn in the side for at least the North Kitsap Vikings football program. And
they always knock us out of state.
Right, way to dust them out in softball, Mackenzie. That's good stuff.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
All right, as I asked Anna the same question, we did the same for you. When did you realize that this game, in the championship game against Ridgefield, was in the books, that you guys were actually going to advance and be the state champion? When did you feel that feeling?
Well, in the beginning of the game, it was a very slow. No one was hitting. Nothing was really going on. And then I think it was Julia Schuhart who hit a home run. And I think from there, we were just so excited, and we just got pumped. And I think it just went from there.
That's good. What'd you do? I know you guys went to McDonald's afterwards, right? What did you have? Did you have a Big Mac?
Yeah, we had McDonald's. We all just got a bunch of chicken nuggets.
Can't go wrong. What's your favorite dipping sauce?
Barbecue sauce. That's the only thing with chicken nuggets you can have.
Now, as I talked to Anna, you guys, of course, Memorial Day was Monday. You had senior skip day today. Wednesday, tomorrow. This is pre-recorded, so Wednesday, you're going to be meeting a bunch of your classmates, and they're going to be, I'm sure, I'm envisioning walking through the hallway, everybody's clapping and cheering. Is that what you're expecting? What's going to happen on Wednesday?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen, but I'll definitely get some congratulations here and there.
I guess that stuff just happens in movies, right? Maybe we should make a movie about the North Kitsap Vikings softball team, huh? All right. Good job on winning the state championship in softball for North Kitsap. That's a big feather in your cap as a catcher on this team. Are you a left-handed or right-hand batter?
I'm a right-handed batter.
Right. And how many home runs did you hit this year?
I got 8 home runs.
Wow. Did you lead the team?
I did.
Nice job. Well, Mackenzie, I know you got better things to do than talk to me here on the K-Mac Show, but we just want to extend and get you on for a moment to find out what you're up to next, and how it felt to be a state champion? And how does it feel to be a state champion?
It feels amazing. It could not feel better.
I bet you slept good in your own bed when you got home, huh?
Oh, yeah. It was great.
Did you dream about hitting home runs and hoisting the trophy? What was it like to host that trophy for the first time in softball history?
It was good. It was a lot bigger than I thought it would be. I thought it was really big.
Was it heavy?
Yes, it was very heavy.
Did you guys kiss it?
No.
Okay. Well, some people do. You see the kiss and the trophy. Had to ask. All right, McKenzie, thanks for joining us here on the KMAC Show. Congratulations on being the 2023 state champion with the North Kitsap Vikings.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right, there you go. Stick around. We'll be back with more. We'll have more guests from North Kitsap joining us here on the KMAC Show. We come back.